Can a symbol of something bad, something horrid, turn into something good and something hopeful? Well, let's take the example of Christmas. Born out of a pagan festival, it now symbolizes the birthday of the one who saved us from our sins. Then there's the Christmas tree, also considered pagan because of its history. I'm sure we remember that it was upon a cross made out of wood that our Savior and Lord hung and died to pay the penalty that should be ours. Again, the crucifixion was considered one of the sickest ways of killing a criminal. Imagine crucifying an innocent man in the form of Jesus. If you were to walk through a cemetery, you would probably get the chilly and dead feeling, like nothing is alive. So imagine Jesus lying in a tomb for 3 whole days, cold and spiritless, dull and lifeless. Yet another symbol considered hopeless. Yet 3 days later, our Savior arose and conquered death and hell and brought us that hope and that gift of eternal life once and for all, for everyone. I'll leave you today with our scripture, which is from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. And it says this: "It is true that you planned to do something bad to me. But really, God was planning good things. God's plan was to use me to save the lives of many people. And that is what happened." It's a familiar verse about Joseph and his brothers. And we all know the story and history of what happened. Go read the story again to find out how God changed something bad into something good. Amen. Welcome to our Sunday devotional weekend. And on today's show, we have 2 special jazz instrumental programs just for you. So sit back and enjoy our selections. Here now is program 1.
Thank you. Champion FM, it's all about him.
And on Program 1, we heard from Brian Culbertson, who played This Christmas. Hark the Herald Angels Sing was from Tyler Yarema, Steve Wingfield, and Chris Gale. Kirk Whalum gave us In the Bleak Midwinter. Boney James brought us Breath of Heaven, Mary's Song. And our last track on Program 1 was Home for the Holidays by Richard Smithfield. Stay with us on Champion FM Radio for more Christmas jazz after these announcements.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
Our video of the day is from DLM Lifestyle and is entitled, Why Does the Bible Say We Have to Fear God? This must-watch video is highly recommended by Champion FM Radio and gives us a deeper insight to what it actually means to fear Him and compares loving Him to fearing God. Go to our website and to our inspirational page after this broadcast. Christmas is around the corner, and we're asking all our listeners to send in your greetings to family and friends from December onwards. Go to our website and wish them a happy and blessed Christmas, and Champion FM Radio will help send out those greetings on air just for you. You can even write your greetings to your loved ones on our Facebook page by clicking on the link that we will provide on our website. All links will be open from December the 1st. It's all happening this Christmas on Champion FM Radio.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
Welcome back, church, to our special Sunday devotional weekend. And here now is Program 2 on Champion FM Radio. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
On program 2, we just heard Jingle Bells by the Eddie Higgins Trio. The Oscar Brown Jazz Trio played for us Let It Snow. O Tannenbaum was from the Vince Guaraldi Trio. The Christmas Song by the Wainford Big Band. And finally, Charlie James Walker with I Saw Three Ships. Church, consider this. Sometimes when we are stuck in a rut or going through the darkest of valleys or maybe even feeling cut and bruised, trust in God to turn it all around because He always does. Join me tomorrow for our Billboard Christian Airplay Countdown Show where we find out this week's top 10 Christian songs. It's all right here on Champion FM Radio. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him. And they're